image. Not because we believe that anyone coming from a political party cannot represent the broadest interests of our society. Actually, I debated very vigorously with some other members of the preparatory committee when the rules for the selection of the first chief executive were considered. There were very strong views that the chief executive of Hong Kong should not have any party affiliation, and the general opinion among the preparatory committee members then was that any political party in Hong Kong could barely represent sectorial interests, cannot represent the interests of the whole community. And I argued very strongly against that, but I was in the minority. Now, we voted against Martin's amendment because we believe that simply allowing the chief executive to have party affiliation would not improve our system. It would only create worse problems. I believe that the present system is not sustainable. I have said this in public many times. Nowhere else in the world can we find any viable political system where political parties are not allowed to play a major role in the government, not only in the legislature, but also in the executive branch of the government as well. So nobody is happy in our present system. The government officials, they complain about not having any support, despite the pro-government parties, the royalist parties in the legislature. And the legislators complain that they don't have enough power. So the only way out is to allow political parties to take a larger role, to play a bigger role in the executive branch of the government as well. This was not provided for in the executive, in the chief executive election bill. There was no way for the second chief executive to form a government consisting of members coming from a political party. But the accountability system was not in sight yet when the bill was scrutinized in the veg call. So there will be a chief executive with the principal officials who would all be or supposed to be senior civil servants who were politically neutral. Now, no party commands a majority of the legislature. The strongest party in the legislature, of course, is Martin's party. But even the Democratic Party had only about one-fifth of the seats. So if, for example, a chief executive was selected from the Democratic Party, he would have the support of only, the sure support of only about one-fifth of the legislature. And even for those groups or parties who might have similar political ideas, political ideologies with the Democratic Party, they would have to consider, because they're going to be competitors in the national elections in future. So it would make things even more difficult for the chief executive and the executive branch of government to get the support of the legislature. If we have a chief executive who is very clearly associated with one single party, but no support from that party in the executive branch of the government. So, and we carried out a public consultation he carried out a public opinion survey, and the impression he got from that survey was the public was not ready yet to hand over the government to any one political party in Hong Kong. And for that reason, we believe that we could not make things work better if we had a chief executive belonging to a political party.